We're in Daf Chav Chesam at Aleph, in the middle of the Daf. Gufe boi Rabbi Elozer. Oyer behema tmeye mau sheyitame tumas eholim. Does the oyer of a behema tmeye, is that metame tumas eholim? We learned that it says oyhel in this week's parsha, that the oyel is mekabel tume. The vow we had learned that pishtam, if it is an oil, is mekabel tume, and the oir behema tahoira is mekabel tume, noitze shalizim is mekabel tume, because these were all from the mechsois and the mishkan, and we learn out the oil and parshas chukas from the covers of the mishkan. Oir behema tmeya ma'u sheyetame tume seholim. But what if it is a skin of a behema tmeya? Is it metame tume seholim? My kami boy, like, what is the shayla? What are the tzdodei ha-shayla? Omar rav ade bar ave tachash shahoya bimei moishe kami boy, there was a covering made from the skin of the tachash. So Rabbi Loza had a shayla. Tachash was a new meme. We're not too well acquainted with this meme. Was this Tomei Hoya or Toir Hoya? So if it was Tomei, so then we can learn out from the Mishkan that even though it's an Oyer from a Behemoth Tomei or a Chaya Tomei, it is also Mekabel Tomei. If it was Toir, so we have no Moker to learn out from the Mishkan, because the Mishnah is speaking about a hoyer of oyer of a behema tohira. Omar Rav Yosef, mighty boyle. If that is the shaila, what is the shaila? Then there's no shaila. Tanina, we learned in a baraisa, loy hukshiru lemlecha shomayim, el oyer behema tohira bilvat. That in melecha shomayim, in the Mishkan lochaira was melecha shomayim, so they were only permitted to use the skins of a behema tahira. So memele, so what is Rav Yosef saying? So the Sfasem says Rav Yosef is saying, Rav Ade Bar Avas Pshat in Rabbi Loza can't be true. That means Rav Ade Bar Avas said Rabbi Loza had a shaila. If the tachash was a behema tmeya, that's zicha no shaila. The tachash was zicha not a behema tmeya. Because lehuchshulam lecha shemayim alo behema teira bulvat. So the Sfasemis says Rav Yosef really holds the shaila of Rabbi Loza was a different shaila. That is zicher the tachash was a behema teira. But Rabbi Loza shaila was, just like we learned yesterday, that there's a inyan of oyel riba, just like we learned out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Yiriyoi Shel Izim. So we learn out that the Mishkan was Pishton. So we learn out that Pishton is Mekabel Tumim. But it doesn't have to be exactly the Pishton that was by the Mishkan. The Pishton by the Mishkan was Kofel Sheish. The Pishton by the Pishton by the Mishkan was Shazur. It doesn't have to be all the Pratim that was by the Mishkan. We just learn out a generality, but we have Oyel Riba, that it modifies. It doesn't have to be exactly like the Mishkan. So the Sfas Emes says that that's what Rav Yosef wants to tain and Rav Ade Bar Ave. The way you're explaining the sofik of Rabbi Loza, that Rabbi Loza had a sofik, was the tachash toyer or tomei, that's zicha not mistava. That can't be a sofik. Because lehuch shulam lecha shemayim aloyer behema toyer milvat. So that's zicha no shayla. The shayla could be, do you say oyel oyel riba? Even though the tachash was a behema tahira, maybe als the halach of oyel oyel riba will be malba, a oyer of a behema tmeya, or maybe not. Maybe this is different than what we had said before. That's what the Svasemis wants to say, that Rabbi Yosef wants to taina Rav Ade Bar Ave. Al koponim, Rabbi Yosef tainis, there is zicha no shayla what the tachash was, it zicha was a behema tahira, because lehuch shirulam lecha shemayim eloyel behema tahira bulva. Mosiv Rabbe Esther Kashan Rav Yosef. Is it so sure that in the Mishkan there was only Oireis from Behemis Toireis? We learned Amachloikes of Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Now they are explaining a posik in Parshas Truma. In Parshas Truma it says as follows: Va'osiso michse la'oihel oireis eilim ma'odomim u'michse oireis tchoshim milamailo. Now this posik is zicha speaking about the third covering. The Mishkan had the bottom cover was the Yiriyos made out of sheish. The Yiriyos made out of linen. That was Eser Yiriyos Sheish Moshezo. There was a second covering that was made out of the Noitza of Ezen. That was the second covering. Now this Pasuk is speaking about V'asisa Michse, you should make a third cover, lo oihel, for the oil. The oil is the second cover of the Yiriyos Ezim, oireis eilim yodomim. This third cover was made out of the skins of eilim yodomim. Umirse oireis tchoshim milamailo. And you should make a covering of oireis tchoshim milamailo. Now what is pshat in umirse oireis tchoshim milamailo? Is Rabbi Yehuda Imer Shnei Mechsois Hoyo. There were two covers. Echad shel Oireis Eile Miyodomim. That's Vosisa Michse La Oyel Oireis Eile Miyodomim. And the Echad shel Oireis Tchoshim. And there was the fourth covering. That's the Michse Oireis Tchoshim Milamayla. This was over the first Michse. So, and you say there were four coverings over the Mishkan. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rab Nechemya Oimer, no, there's only three coverings. Michse Echot Hoyo. This third was one covering. V'doime Kemin Talo Ilon. And this third covering was similar to a chaya that is called Talo Ilon. This chaya loves to hang on to trees. So Memele, it was similar. The covering of the Oireis Tchoshim is similar to Tala Ilon. So the Gemara says, V'Tala Ilon Tomehu. Tala Ilon is a Chayat Meya. And if Rav Nechemya says that this Michse was similar to Tala Ilon, so the Gemara and the Havamina learned, that means that the Tachash had the Simoni Tumah of a Tala Ilon. It was similar to a Tala Ilon. Because the Gemara held, if he means to say that the oil was similar to the coloring of the oil was similar to the oil, the leather, the skins of Tala Ilon, so it should have said, V'doime ke oil shel Tala Ilon. Not V'doime ke min Tala Ilon. Ke min Tala Ilon, it would seem that the mean of Tachash is similar to the mean of Tala Ilon. And what does he want to be miyachas the Tachash to the Tala Ilon? To tell us, just like the Tala Ilon is a Chayat Meya, so the Tachash was also a Chayat Meya. V'Tala Ilon Tomehu. So the Gemara says, no, Itake means he wants to compare the colors of the oiris of the tachash to the colors of the oir of Tala Ilon. Hachikoma, kemin Tala Ilon u'sheyesh boi gavonim harbe. That the tachash was like the Tala Ilon that has many colors, but v'loi Tala Ilon, but not that in mean it is like a Tala Ilon. Dilo hosom tomei, v'hochetoy. The Tala Ilon is taka chayet meya, and the tachash is toyer. So that is Rabbi Yosef's teretz. So Rabbi Yosef had assumed that lehuch shirulim lecheshemayim only a mean toher. And the Gemara asked the kasha from Rabbi Nechemya. So Rabbi Nechemya says no. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Nechemya does not mean to say that the tachash is the mean of the Tala Ilon. No, the tachash is similar. The colors of the tachash are similar to the colors of the Tala Ilon. Amar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef says, since that is pshat In Rab Nechemye, Ihochi, Hainu, the Metargeminon, Sasgoino. The Targum of Tachash is Sasgoino. Shesos begavonim harbe. Svakelt, because that's the only oifen we can recognize what this tachash was. Svakelt, if it would be according to the Makshin learned it's in the Talo Ilon family, it's a type of a Talo Ilon. So Mamela, the Targum should have translated in the Aramish what this mean is. Call it a Tali Ilon or something similar to a Tali Ilon. Since the Targum said Sasgoino, so Weistachos Vakert, this was a new mean which never existed till now, and the only way we can understand what this mean looked like is Sasgoino, Shesos Begavonim Harbe. It had a very, very colorful skin. Let us see Rashi. Mai komi boilei. So Rav Yosef asked Takasha and Rav Ada Barab, how could you say Rav Elozo was clearing a shayla? If the tachash was a mean tomei or a mean toil, and therefore we'll know in Hilchis Tumis Oilim, if a oil of a mean tomei is mekabel tumei, Mai kami boi lei homi mishkin gomolo rabalozel el bereish maitem. All the halachis, which meanim are mekabel tumasei holim, we learned that from the mishkin. Vahosam tahoi rehi, and by the mishkin, it was zicha amin toel, the havel amleches amishkan, because it was used for the mleches amishkan, michse echot hoyom. This is Rav Nechemya Shita. Chetz yoy shel eilim vechetz yoy shel tchoshim ulamayla dikro. So Rashi means pashtis, the posik would seem to say like Rav Yehuda. Vosisa michsa lo oihel oires eilim modomim. That's the third covering. Ulmichse oires tchoshim ulamayla. This should be over this third covering. This is the fourth covering. So according to Rav Nechemya, Lamaila Dekroa Tavayuk, if this is going on both together, and the mix of the Eiris Eilim and the Eiris Tchoshim, Atavayuk, the Bein Eilim, Bein Tchoshim, Hoya Mixa Echo, that was one covering, Milamaila, it was over La Oihel Yiriyas Izim, over the oil of the Yiriyas Izim. Tala Ilam, Chayat Meyehi, Umenumeres Begavonim. And there's a lot of colors. Ihochi siyatahi. This is a raya. Shesos shesomeyach biyoifyoi with its beauty begavonim. Bekitzer, so we still have the suffix of Rabolozo. Rabolozo had a suffix is the oir tomei mekabel tumas eholim. Rava Omar, so Rava was Peshit the Sufik. Rava Omar, Oir Behemot Meye, the Metame, Beoyel Hameis, Mehocha. So Rava said, from here I can bring a raya that Oir from a Behemot Meye is Metame Beoyel Hameis. The Sanye, we learned in Abarais as follows. Oir. It could have said Oir, and it says Oi Beoyer. So the Shaila is the base. The base is Meyuta. Riba, so this was Marbe. Now this Pasuk is speaking about Tumas Negoim. The Pasuk says that I found a Nega Oy Be Oyer, Oy Be Chol Meleches Oyer. So it could have said Oy Oyer, and it said Oy Be Oyer. So this base is Marbe Tuvin Yonim. Number one, it is Marbe Oyer Behemot Meya. The base is marbe that by tumas negoim, the oir of a behemoth meye also has tumas negoim. If a nega will arise on a oir from a behemoth meye, it is tumas negoim. That's one halacha. And another halacha we learn out from the same base, vishaloka biyad koyin. If when this oil was shown to the Kohen, there wasn't a nega on it, and the nega arose on this oil when it was biyat Kohen, it is also mikabel tume. Just understand these two halachas, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Oil, oi ba oil. gabi negoyim ksiv, oi ba oya, vava motzi la michtav, oi oya. So the base is extra. So we learn now from this base two halachis. One halacha that a oya from a behemoth tmeya is also mekabel tumas negoyim, vishaloka biyat koyin, misheher eyu biyat koyin. After it was in the hands of the koyin, nasa nega, they became a nega, umitchil aloy hoyo nega, it is also tome. Now let us see Taisvist to understand the chidushim of these two halachas. Riba oir behemot meya. You have a ribui from the base that a oir of a behemot meya is mekabel tumas negoyim. So Taisvist had a kasha. It says in the pasuk oir. Oir means skin. Mehechi Taisi Asha thinks it means skin of a behemoth tahira. It says, oir is skin of any animal. It can be tahira, it can be tmeya. So why do you need a ribui? Why do you assume that oir means behemoth tahira? And the base is marbe behemoth tmeya. It's perish rabbeinu Shmuel, the lahochi itzrich l'ribuye oir behemoth tmeya. Why do we have to be marbe oir behemoth tmeya? Why do we assume that oir alone means behemoth tahira? In this pasuk, when it speaks about the dvorim, which are mekabel tumas negoyim, so right before oir it says tzemer upishtim. So the teres koyanim darshins tzemer ainli elamin behema daka v'nechel. Tzemer, wool grows on a behema daka, that is mutar b'achila. Is dumye de tzemer, so oir, it says oir next to tzemer, so oir is dumya de tzemer shehu davke shel kvosim. Minayin l'rabois oir behemo daka ve'ein necheles. Now how do you know to be marbe the oir of a behemo daka that is not muta b'achila, that means a behemo daka that's a tmeyim, or behemo gase that's necheles ve'ein necheles? Now, we're only medama, with medama oir to tzemer. And tzemer is a behema daka necheles. So how do you know to be marba behema gasa that's necheles, and the behema gasa shein necheles? Ache tehem marba oiroi shrotzim. That would marba even the oiris of shrotzim, that the mekabel tumas negoyim, talmud loima oi ba oir. Al kolponim, so now we'll appreciate our gemara. He says the Torah's koyanim had a hekish that were makish oir to tzemer, and since tzemer is speaking about a behemah daka necheles, so the oir of the pasuk is also speaking about the oir of a behemah daka hanecheles. The oir of a behemah tmeya she'ena necheles, you need a ribui. So that's the ribui from the base. The nire. Now Taisus brought down already the Teiris Koyanim, so Taisus says the Hod and Nokat Behema Gasa Necheles, that's the Teiris Koyanim, needs a limud for Behema Gasa Necheles. So Taisus says Agav Achin and Nokat. Really, since the Teiris Koyanim wanted to say all the things he wanted to learn out, so the Teiris Koyanim threw in Behema Gasa Necheles. The Iyu Loi Boikro. You don't need a special pasuk. There's no difference between a behema gas and a behema daka if both are tahirim. To bishmaitin yalfinin leinyin tumis oihil kol min tahira me'elim. We learned till now, we learned that from the mirse of elim, we learn out that oir of a behema tahira is mekabel tumis oihilim. That we had learned yesterday. And no one ever cholim that elim is a behemah daka. How do you know a behemah gasa? No one ever cholim that there should be a shayla. So we see that there's no svara bechlal to make a difference between a behemah gasa and a behemah daka if both of them are muta b'achila. But al koponim, we need this base to tell us that a oir of a behemah tmeya is metame tumas negoy. That is the first halacha we learn out from the base. The second halacha we learn out from the base, v'shelokah b'yad koyin, before Rishnami Rabbeinu Shmuel de itztach l'ribuye. Why do you need a ribuy to tell me if the nega originated when it was in the hands of the koyin? It's also tameh. Why not? Mishum dechsi, because if you medayik the pasuk says as follows, v'habeget ki yiye boy neged tzoras, a beged that will have a neged tzoras, v'hora el ha-koyin, was shown to the koyin. So if you look at the pasuk, so the pasuk seems that the koyin had already received the beged when it had a neg on it already. So there it says that the koyin is metame. The mash medim loy ha'isa by negi koydem sherol the koyin toil. If the nega was not on the beged before it was shown to the koyin, no, the nega originated when it was beyad the koyin. I could be medai from the pasuk that it is toil. So that's why I need this boil to tell me that even though it originated beyad the koyin, it is also tummy. So kaponim, we learn to limudim from this base. How you can learn two limudim from this base, the ritva muchitzich, anasugye. How you can learn two limudim, shkulim hem viyavayushneim bekitzah. You can learn out both limudim. Hanegeyalonu, the vial, we just learned, we're far from figuring out what's negeyalonu, but we just learned that by tumas negoyim, the halacha is that the oir of a behemot mei is mekabel tumas negoyim. Now we're bringing down another drosha that it says in the pasuk oy be'oyer, then it says oy bechol meleches oyer. Now what is this bechol meleches? A third aloche. Kotzatz mikulam. This pasuk is speaking about the minim which are mekabel tumas negoyim. This tzemer, this pishtim, this oyer. So Kotzatz mikulam. We learn that b'chol meleches oil b'chol is a riba filo b'choldu. If you will make a beged that is combined from these three minim, it has oil and it has tzemer and it has pishtim in it, and you made a beged from all these three minim, kotzatz mikulam va'asa achas mehem. How do you know? That means even though each min does not have a shir tumah, together it has a shir tumah of gimel al gimel. How do you know you can be mitzarif these three minim and that it's mekabel tumas negoyim? Tamalay ma'ay b'chol melechesoy. So Rove brought a raya that just like by tumas negoyim, the oir of a behemot meya is mekabel tumah. So who adin by tumas oyholim, the oir of a behemot meya is mekabel tumah. So the Sfas Emes asks, "Mein shmit leitzer al Sinai, the din of tumas negoyim is that you need a keli. Number one, you need a keli, a kli oir you need. So in Hilchis tumas kelim we are marbe." That a keli from an oyer tomei has tumas negoy. By tumas oyholim, Tosis explained yesterday fakert. The chiddush is an oyhel is a dover hamechuber. It is not a keli. It is a new tumah of tumas oyholim. So it is a different halachin ganzen. How can you learn out tumas oyholim from tumas kelim? So the Sfas Emes says, and we'll later see in the Gemara, it's kemat muchach in the Gemara, that the limud is as follows. The limud is, if we have a halach in Hilchis Tumah, that oir toher is mekabel tumah, and then we, by negoyim, we see that there's no difference between oir toher and oir tomeh. So the limud is, here we have a limud that oir toher is mekabel tumas eiholim. So the limud is, you shouldn't make a difference between oir tomeh and oir toher. Just like Taisva said, there is no difference between a behema gas and a behema dake. It's a different type of a behema, but there's no svara to be mechalik. If the oir of a behema dake is mekabel tumas eiholim, a behema gas is also mekabel tumas eiholim. Here there would epis be a svara, maybe you're mechalik between a oir behema tumay and a oir behema toire. So Rav said, just like by tumas negoyim, the Torah did not differentiate. And if a oyer behema tahoire, that is a keli, is mekabel tumah, there's no difference if it's a oyer behema tmeya also, there's the same alochim. So by tumah seholim, since I know that a oyer of a behema tahoire is mekabel tumah seholim, who had an oyer behema tmeya? So the Gemara asks on Rav ve'ikal amifrach, no? Even though you see that by Hilchis Negoim, Tmeya and Tahir have the same aloche. Hilchis Negoim are very chomo. Malin Negoim Shekain Shasi Ve'ere Orev Tomebem. By Negoim there's a chumre that Shasi Ve'orev, even though it doesn't have a Tahiris Beged, it's just threads. It's also Mikabel Tumis Negoim. So, could be, so just like you find this chumra by Tumas Negoim, so therefore the Torah said that Tomei and Torah have the same aloch. But by Tumas Eholim, you don't have this chumra of Shesi Ve'erev, you need a oil, the threads are nothing. So, Memelis, it could be, there's a difference between Tomei and Torah. So the Gemara says, okay, Elo Gomar Mishrotzen, we'll learn out from another Tumah, that there also we find that the Torah did not differentiate between Oyer Shel Behemah Tmei and Oyer Shel Behemah Torah. The Sanya, by Tumah Shrotzim, if a Sheretz touched a Keli, it says as follows. Oyer Einli Ela Oyer Behemah Tahira. Oyer Behemah Tmei Yominayin Talmud Loima Oy Oyer. So there we marbe from the Oy, that the Oyer of a Behemah Tmei is Mekabel Tumah Shrotzim. So the Gemara says, Vikala Mifrach, we also have a Pircha. Malish Shrotzim, Shekein Metamim Bekadosha. That Shrotzim have a Gewaldike Chumre, that even that the Dover HaMetame can be minute, it can be as small as a lentil. So Memeli, so you see Chumres by Tumi Shrotzim. So Memeli could be therefore, the Torah was Machma that Eir Tmeya is like Eir Tahira. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason, is Negoim Yechichu. Negoim is not Metame Bekadoshin. Negoim is Metame Bekegris. So Memele, so could be, so in Bafal Pikein, it's Tmeya, is Kitahira. Bechozer Adin. So now I'll make a Matzat. Leiroize, Kiroizev, Leiroize, Kiroizev. Each one does not have the Chumra of the other. So therefore you can't say, that the chumre of kadosha is a sibe, because by negoim you don't have this chumre, and they also tmei ketoira. You can't say the chumre of metame shesi ve'orev, because this doesn't apply by shrotzim. Hatzad ha-shoveshebem. But we see from two different tumis, and you can't pinpoint it, you can't say it's not this chumre is goyrim, not this chumre is goyrim. Sha'oir tomei behem. We see in these two tziyurim, oyer is tome. Va'osa oyer behemot mei, yekoyer behemot teire. We see when oyer is tome. The teire did not differentiate between tome and toir. Af ani oy hel hamei, so the same thing. Sha'oyer tome boy. That if an oil is made out of oyer, it's tome. V'nasa boy oyer behemot mei, yekoyer behemot teire. See, we also won't differentiate between tmeya and tahira. No, even though you want to make a matzah, there's a pirch on the matzah. Ikele mifrach mal atzad ashov sheben shekein tmeyim bepoches mikizayis. Both of these tumis are still more chomer than tumas oil ameis. Because you need at least a kizayis of ameis to be metame boihel. And these two tumis, the goyim is metame bekegris, and the Shrotzim is Bekadosh, and they're both less than the Kizayis. Taimeh B'meishen and Metameh Ela B'Kizayis. So we lost our Limud already. These two, Mekairis, Shrotzim and the Goyim, are more Chomer than Tumas Meis. Let us see Rashi. Shrotzim Metamim B'Kadashah, Umeis B'Kizayis, Unigoyim B'Kigris, Hupachis M'Kizayis. Af ani ovi oyel hameish sha'er tomei boi kedom alel makish elyin letachten dekori oyel. Let us see Tosfos. Shekein shesi v'orev tomei behen ma she'ein kein b'meitz kedenaflon b'perik b'meisha elo gomar mishrotzim desanya oyer ein li elo oyer shol behem tohoiro v'im toimar. So here, again, Tosfos had a problem. Why, by Shrotzim, if it says Oyer, why would I think it means only Oyer of a Behemah Teir, and you need a Ribui for Behemah Tmeir? Vim Taima, min dolon dairi krob Oyer Behemah Teir, v'yeshloima kemoi benigoyim, just like benigoyim, the Teir is koyinim set, that since Oyer is written next to Tzemer, so it should be Dum Yid Tzemer, Ma Tzemer is a Beheima Necheles, is who Adin Oyer is also from a Beheima Necheles. So here, the neighbor of Oyer is Sak. The Hochik Siv Sak. Here, when it says Oyer, it says Sak also. Sak is also Mekabel to Mishchotzim. V'hava minon ma Sak min Beheima Daka V'nechel. Sak comes from the Seir Shalizim, the Knights of Shalizim. Is ma sak min beima daka v'nechel, ken lucha b'teres koinim ala kamon, de sak havidova habo min eizim, af oir min beima daka v'nechel. So I would think, oir is also from a beima daka v'nechel. So memele, that is why you need a ribui oi oir, that oir from a beima t'meya is also mekabel to mishchotz. If the whole problem is Sak, so I got news for you. Sak is also speaking about a Sak that was made out of a Seir of a Chazir. So you don't have any limud, any miut, to tell me that I should think that Eir means Davke Toyer. If a Sak is from a Chazir, so Memele, so why do you need a Ribui? Afilo hoche hava amine deloy huksha oir el lamash mois the sak. That's a drosh in Teres Koinim, that the halacha of sak is mekabel tumi, even it's made out of the seir of a chazir. But Pashti Dikro is speaking about sak of izim, by the shalizim. Veloy huksha lamai de marbi besak. The hekish is to the Pashti Dikro, not to the dvorim hanilmodim miribuye dekro. Lakachitz tach ribuy, that's why you need a ribuy. Harab poires. Ma'al shrotzim, so the Gemara says, shrotzim is metame bekadoshe. V'leke lemifrach shiyetame meis bekadoshe mikal v'choyme. So that's no problem. Let a meis also be metame bekadoshe. A meis, tumis meis, zicha mochomod and tumis sheretz. The shiurim are not in our hands to control. That we have a loch l'moishim esinai with a claw that amazes metama b'kizayis. V'koshelari, v'neilev. So good, you can't learn out with hamatzad, you have pilchis, v'ktachderi, but we have a legitimate zeirah shavah. V'neilev meis mishrotzim b'kzeirah shavah. The beged va'oyer k'diyom alakam beg b'me'isha. The Gemara b'me'isha says that there's a gzeirah shaveh between meis and shrotzim. So me'mele, so if we have a gzeirah shaveh, so let's not have directly meis from shrotzim, and then we wouldn't have the obstacle of these pilches. Va'imari mishum de gzeirah shaveh da oyel mimishkin soscholo. L'kachitz techribu. So Taisa says, if you're going with a gzeirah shaveh, you have a problem. Because we also have a gzeirah shaveh meis to mishkan. And the Mishkan was a Oyer Behema Tahoira, like Rabbi Yosef said. So Memeila, so Mehechet Taisi, this Gzeirah Shaveh is stronger than this Gzeirah Shaveh. The Gzeirah Shaveh to the Mishkan says, in Yidavka Oyer Behema Tahoira. The Gzeirah Shaveh to Shrotzim says, a Feloyer Behema Tahoira. So you can figure out what these Gzeirah Shaveh is. So Memeila, that's when you need a new limud. Why do you shloim the Gzeirah Shaveh loy Ayri betumas Oyer Ameis Atzmei HaMechuba? The Gzeirah Shaveh Bechlal is not speaking about this Nekudah, about the oil that's mechuber, if this oil is mekabel tumme. Zeir Shava speaking about other halachas, of tumes meis and tumes sheretz, but not about the kabbalah's tumme of a oil hameis. So memele, so we still don't know if a oil of a behemoth meya that became an oil hameis, if it is mekabel tumes meis. Elo oma rove mi barnish. So rove mi barnish lemaise comes up with a new limud. Osye bekal v'choymer mi noitzo shel izim. We can make a kal v'choymer mi noitzo shel izim. A beged shel izim. A beged that is made out of the hair of izim. So we can make a kal v'choymer from a beged shel izim. What's the kal v'choymer? Noitzo shel izim. She'ein metame b'negoyim. It is not metame b'negoyim. In Tumis Negoyim, it says Tzemer, Pishtim, Oyer, Kolkli Oyer, but it doesn't say Neitzer Shalizim. So Neitzer Shalizim is not Metame Tumis Negoyim. Mitame ba'oyel ameis. What is mitame soy ba'oyel ameis? How do we know this? Because in the Mishkan, there were yiriyas izim. And we learn out oyel ameis from the Mishkan. So we know klo, that noitze shalizim, even though it's not mitame b'negoyim, it's mitame ba'oyel ameis. Oyel behema temeyo, shemitame b'negoyim. That we have the ribui of be'oyel. Period. So that is, so now we're poishet Rabbi Lozer Shaila. Rabbi Lozer klared the Shaila. If oyer behemot meyer is metama ba'oyel ameis, so we have a raya from this Kal Bochayme. Metama ba'oyel ameis, zogt Rashi, im oso oyel, domi mishkin gom alei. If he made an oihel out of noitze shalizim, it is metame, because we learn now from the Mishkan. The ikar oihel d'chsiv b'mishkan, the ikar oihel that says in the Mishkan, b'yiriyas izim k'siv. Ha, d'chsiv, k'siv. Ha, d'chsiv b'sforim kol ma'isei izim. The Gemara brought now a different limud from ma'isei izim le'gar sinulei, the mahoche le'i nafkelon oihel. From this pasuk of ma'isei izim, we don't learn out anything about Tumas Ayolim by a mace, the Bekelim Udachsib, this is speaking about my season, is speaking about if he made a Keli and it found itself in the oil. Uchta Oma Ba'alma Lohavi Dover Habom in the Ezim in a Kanaim in a Tlofim. Al Kaponim, the Limud is not from the Kelim of Ezim, the Limud is from the Neitzer Shal Ezim that is Mekabel Tumas Ayolim, even though it's not Mekabel Tumas Negoim. So, oyer beimet meyer, that is mekabel tumas negoim, abad de givish should be mekabel tumas eholim. That is the maskonis agamore. Osye bikal vachoymer minoitze shal izim. Ve'im taima. Frek teisves. So, let us diagnose the kal vachoymer. The kal vachoymer bekitzer is saying as follows. Noitze shal izim does not have tumas negoim, b'afal pikein that has tumas eholim. So, oyer behemot meyer that has tumas negoim, about the givish should have tumas eholim. So, we're deriving from this, in other words, anything that has tumas negoim has to have tumas eholim. That's your kal v'chaima. V'im taima, frektach teisvis, neimesh, shesi v'orev yichich. I'll prove to you, there are other things that have tumas negoim and do not have tumas eholim. Shemetame b'negoim, veine metame b'meis. So, Mamela, so you see that there's no such formula that everything that has tumas negoim, avadi givis has to have tumas eholim. Afani ovi oil behemot meyer, that even though it has tumas negoim, it shouldn't have tumas eholim. One kasha. Sehev a yechiach of shasi be'erev. For oit kasha, and then a second kasha. If this kal v'chaymer is a true kal v'chaymer, so the Kal Vachayim is telling us that everything that has Tumas Negoim, so that's better than Izim. So whatever Izim has, so something that has Tumas Negoim has to have the Tumah that Izim has. Ay bazoy v'ayit kosh amay itzrich kro b'shrotzim lo'er behemot meyer. Why do we need a ribui by shrotzim? Oy oyer. To tell us that a oyer behemot meyer is mekabel tumas shrotzim. The same kal v'chayma that you're proving to me that oyer behemot tmei is mekabel tumas eholim, since because it's better than noitzer shalizim, that noitzer is not mekabel tumas negoim, and is mekabel tumas eholim. So the same kal v'chayma can make by tumas shrotzim. Noitzer shalizim is not mekabel tumas negoim, but is mekabel tumas shrotzim. Oyer behemot tmei is mekabel tumas negoim. Avad the givishim is mekabel tumas shrotzim. So why need a special ribui for tumas shrotzim? That's the second kasha. Voit kasha, mai itzrich kro bishrotzim. Lo'er behemot meyer, leisi bikar b'chayim minoitze shalizim. She'ein metame b'negoim, metame bishrotzim. So er behemot meyer, that's metame b'negoim. Avad givish be metame bishrotzim. So Taisa says, Baruch Hashem, one kasha for emphasis the second kasha. V'yesh loima. So Taisa says as follows. V'iloi have exiv kro bishrotzim. If there wouldn't be a ribui by shrotzim, that was the second kasha, then leka lemeil of oyer behemot meyer בקל וחומר מן הגויים, לא בשרוצים ולא באויל המס. Then you couldn't build anything from Neutzishalism, not by Shrotzim and not by Oyel Ameis, because I'll have my pilche, I have my monkey wrench, Yikolamei Meshesi Ve'erev Yechiyach. You're building a formula that everything that has Tumas Negoyim has to have Tumas Eholim, has to have Tumas Shrotzim, Shesi Ve'erev Yechiyach. It has Tumas Negoyim and it doesn't have Tumas Shrotzim, it doesn't have Tumas Eholim, Yikolamei Meshesi Ve'erev Yechiyach. Aval hash da dechsiv tume bishchotzim. So that's why I need a riboy by tume bishchotzim. Yalfin in shapi bekal v'chayim emine goyim shitame boi el ameis. Now that I see that oil beimet meya is better than shesi veirev. Oil beimet meya is mitame bishchotzim. So now I can make a kal v'chayim from nights of shalizim. V'lekel ameim is shesi v'orev yechiyach. The Malach Shesi Vorev Shekein Einem Etame Bishchotzim Taime Bo'er Beim Etmei Shemetame Bishchotzim Ochaname Yetame Bo'er Lameis. That is the end of these cheshbonos that the Gemara made to prove to be poshet Rabbi Lozor's Shaila if Oyer Beim Etmei is Metame Bo'er Lameis. The Elo. So now the Gemara comes back to Rav Yosef. Hod Tani Rav Yosef Loi hukshiru b'meleche shamayim elo oir behema tahoire bulvad. That what Rabbi Yosef said, the loi hukshiru b'meleche shamayim elo oir behema tahoire bulvad, l'may hilchese. Why did he say this? So we have to appreciate what is the Gemara's kasha. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, elo hod etoni Rabbi Yosef, you have to understand what's pshat in the kasha. So Rashi says as follows, Kiven the Rabbinon, Oyer Behemot Meya La Oyel Hameis. Now we know Oyer Behemot Meya is Tomei La Oyel Hameis. Hod Toni Rav Yosef, Lamai Hilchese. He says, Lachayre des Amore de Kekashe. Rav Yosef said an innocent halacha, that Lai Hurshru Lemeleche Shomayim, Ella Oyer Behemot Tahoire. That means that by the Mishkan, all the Oyres had to be Behemoth Toyres. That's not what Rav Yosef said. We have a Shaila by Tumas Eholim of Oyer Behemoth Meis Mekabel Yoh. But Rav Yosef said a very innocent halacha. So now the Rishonim have a problem. So what did the Gemara get shepherd with Rav Yosef? So now we figured out that a Oyer Behemoth Meis Metame Bo Oyer Lameis. What's that does to Rav Yosef? So Rashi explains as follows. Given the Rabbinon, Oyer Behemot Meyer L'Oyel Hameis. We know La Halacha that Oyer Behemot Meyer is Tomei L'Oyel Hameis. Hod Etoni Rav Yosef L'Mai Hilchese. I to tell me what they made the Mishkan out of. My Behave Have. You need Rav Yosef now. It's not Negei anymore. If we would now be making the Mishkan, so you need Rav Yosef, what materials should you make the Mishkan out of? So Rav Yosef will say, listen, it's Melech HaShemayim, you need a Behemot Torah. But the Mishkan was made already. You don't need this member of Rav Yosef to tell me what the Mishkan was made of. May the Havahava. Ilav lemeilav mineil tumah. No, it would be negeya us if we can learn out Tumah Seholim. That means, till now we were under the impression that if the Mishkan was made of a Behemot Meyer, so then the Oyer of a Behemot Meyer is Mekabel Tumas Eholim. If the Mishkan was not made of a Oyer Behemot Meyer, so then the Oyer Behemot Meyer is not Tumas Eholim. So Rav Yosef, who was telling us what the Mishkan was made out of, he's not telling us something that's negay in past history. He's telling us a halacha, if Oyer Behemot Meyer is Mekabel Tumas Eholim, yes or no. So that was only good if we were under the impression that the only Mekoyer of Oyer Behemot Meyer is if you learn out from the Mishkan. So then Rav Yosef Zuktan Zeppes, you can't learn out from the Mishkan because the Mishkan was Oyer Behemot Torah. But now that Lamaisa we have a Limud, we don't need the Mishkan to tell us the Halacha of Tumas Eholim. Without the Mishkan, we know also that Oyer Behemot Meyer is Mekabel Tumas Eholim. We just learned it out from Mekabel Chaim and Minayitz Shalizim.
So Rashi says, so why do you need the old Rabbi Yosef? So what, Rabbi Yosef to tell us past history, it's not Negeya. Legabi Tuma say Holem, it's also not Negeya. So what do you need Rabbi Yosef? The Rashba brings down a Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin said something meiridik interesting. He learned pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is taking more gishmak. Rav Haigoin says as follows. We have a Gzeirah Shove Oihel Oihel. We have a Gzeirah Shove Oihel Oihel that we learn out. So till now we were learning out whatever was kosher to be a Oihel on the Mishkan is Mekabel Tumas Oihelim. That was till now. So Rav Haigoin. But now that we just found out that the Oir of a Behema Tmeya is Mekabel Tumas Oihelim, So now we'll learn fakert oihel oihel. That we'll learn out whatever is mikabel tumas oiholim is kosher for the mishkan. Zut Rav Haigoin now will say that a oir behemot meyo was kosher for the mishkan. Because now I have a gzeir shove fakert. So the Gemara is asking a kasher Rav Yosef can't be speaking about the mishkan. Because the mishkan was kosher with a oir behemot meyo. So what halacha is Rav Yosef speaking about? He's telling us halacha lehuchshiru lemelech shemayim el oir behemot teira b'vat. He can't be speaking about the mishkan because it's false. The mishkan was kosher afilu with a behemot meyer. That's how Rav Haigoin learns pshat the Gemara. Is lemay hilchase. So why do you need Rav Yosef? Now we're coming to an easier sugya rabbi. So we're losing the cheshbon. Lamai hilchase, so the Gemara says, letfilin. Rabbi Yosef is not talking about Mishkan. Rabbi Yosef is talking about the parshiyas of tefillin. That the parshiyas have to be written on a cloth that comes from the oir behem beficha. So we darshin min hamuter beficha. That the Torah Hashem that is written on the parshiyas has to be bedover hamuter beficha. The cloth has to be made from a mean that is mutter to be eaten. So he has to be from a oir behema tohira. Don't need Rabbi Yosef for this. So the Gemara says, Elo le'oiram. No, you know what you need Rabbi Yosef for? You need Rabbi Yosef for the batten. The parshiyas, that's Torah Hashem. So the parshiyas, we learn out that the parshiyas have to be written on a dover amuta beficha. But the batten, there's no Torah Hashem. So memele, so here Rav Yosef came and said, Leihur shiru lemeleche shamayim, meleche shamayim means the oir of the batim, elo oir behima tohira. Let us see Rashi. Letfilin itmar dinami meleche shamayim, tzulim is also meleche shamayim. Leoiron, not the parshi is, oir defus shalohem, the oir on the batim, shehaksovim shel parshiyos munochim boy, the container that is holding the parshiyos, that's the batim, the high loy milamanti, enough, you can learn out the oir of, you cannot learn out the oir of the batim from lamanti teres Hashem beficha, the high loy milamanti, enough, the laf teirexive bay, there's no teir on the parshiyos. And on the bottom, there's no Torah on the bottom. So here you need Rabbi Yosef's Ashtik Torah. Afal Pikein, the bottom have to be made, since it's Melech HaShemayim, it has to be made from Oir Behema Torah. Frag the Gemara. No, you don't need Rabbi Yosef for the bottom either. For Omar Rabbaye, Shin Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The shin shel tefillin is halacha l'moishe misinai. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So machlokes harishonim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, shin shel tefillin. What's that shin shel tefillin? Sheyehei ha'oyer. The oyer of the shel rosh, nikmat mi bachutz. It should be geknached from the outside. Gimel k'motim. Three knachin, v'doyme l'shin, that should be similar to a shin. So what's the kasha? So what's this? So now Rashi continues. V'rotzue nikshares, the ritzu of the shalrosh, nikshares k'min dalet. The kasha in the back of the ritzu shalrosh is like a dalet. V'yeish ritzu ekfufe k'min yut, by the shalyat. The hainu shaka. The kiven, the ois Hashem, nichtav bikmotim shaloi. This is a ois of the Shem. Muta beficha beinon. The also need muta beficha. Is the pashtus of Loshen Rashi. Rashi means to say as follows, just like the Zalmanti, toira beficha, you need Hashem also beficha. The Shem is written on this oil. The shin of the Shem Shaka is written on this oil. So zweite schwer. So you don't need Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Kevekia and Gilian Ashas asks, fine. That's on the bottom of the Shalrosh. So there's a Shem there. So the Shem has to be a Dava Muta Beficha. The bottom of the Shel Yad, there's no Shem over there on the bias. So if I can't, you need Rabbi Yosef to tell me that the bias of the Shel Yad has to be Muta Beficha. And the whole, since it's not, the Pasuk of Muta Beficha Pasuk Nisht. Because that's only in Teure or Hashem. The bias of the Shel Yad is Beidenish, is Nisht kein Teure, and there's no Shem written on the bias. So we need Rav Yosef Shtik Teure, but since it's Melechei Shamayim, Loi Hutru, Elo Oyo Beim Teure, Elo Melechei Shamayim. That is Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Kevega blibes by a tzorech here. The Rishash wants to say as follows. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu l'toytofois bein einecho. So the Gemara darshins from V'hoyu l'toytofois, V'hoyu is a loshen rabbin. So what's Pshat? She said, V'hoyu l'toytofois bein einecho. What's V'hoyu? So the Gemara darshins that when you're wearing the shalrosh, you should also be wearing the shalyad. So v'hoyu, they is going inside the shalyad, inside the shalrosh. So in the word v'hoyu, we are speaking about both batim. The Gemara says in Kedushin, v'hoysa le'ish acha, the Gemara darshins shall get married. So the Gemara says, iskish havayis la'dodi. The Pasuk said, Vahoysa, she'll get married, and there's three ways of getting married, Kesef Shtar Obiyah, and it says Vahoysa, and it was put together in one word, so all Havayis, all ways of getting married have the same halachas. So Memeila, Zutter the Rishash, if it says Vahoyu Letaitophis, the Pasuk put in the Vahoyu both batim, so Vahoysa's both batim should have the same halachas. So if the Shel Rosh, it has to be from a behemot Torah al staloch of davar amuta beficha. So who adin the shalyah? That's what the Rishash wants to say. But then he gets a little stuck. He brings a machlokes tanoim in Makis Taf Yudalev. If he can learn out a hekish from a halacha that was learned from halacha lemoishem Sinai. That is a shaila. So there's a machlokes tanoim Ramein Rabbi Yehuda. So since the whole mekayer that the shel rosh is from a behema tohira is derived from halacha lemoishe Sinai because the shin shel tefillin halacha lemoishe Sinai. So there's a machlokes tanoim if you can learn out from a hekesh. So memela it's not such a posha to teretz. Halacha we pass and you could learn out. So it's nish tzugefelch, but it's a machlokes tanoim. Bekitzer. But the Gemara is stuck. You don't need Rav Yosef's memre for the batim of the shalrosh, because it's weiter, that's teres Hashem beficha. It has to be minadav ramuta beficha. So the Gemara says, Ella lekirchon besaron. There's aloche that the parshias should be tied together with the seyel, or letoifchon begidon. The batim have to be sewn together with gidim. And memele, so this seyel, that is koirich the parshias, these gidim that are toifer the batim, this is melech shamayim. Melech shamayim, so memele, that's all we need Rabbi Yosef for ready. Here there's no shin, here there's tartik. So we need the Rabbi Yosef that the seyel has to come from a behemoth toireh, and the gidim have to come from a behemoth Torah. So the Gemara says, no, you don't need Rabbi Yosef for this either. Hanami Allah Lamaish Misinaihu. This is also Allah Lamaish Misinai. The Sanya. Tfilin Merubois. It has to be Merubah, they have to be square. Allah Lamaish Misinai. Nichocha is besaron, v'nitvor is begidon.
So we have to understand, so what's pshat in the Gemara's Teretz? Good, so it's halacha l'moshe misina, but who says it has to be from Seyer Toir and Gidim Toir? What is pshat in the Gemara, in the upshlag of the Gemara? So let us see Rashi.
So Rashi says, Ela l'nichrochais besaron, Tanya lahide Rav Yosef, that the Seyer has to be from a behema Toir. Shetzorech likshar, you have to tie Igrois ha-parshiyois, the parshiyois, b'seyor, from the seyor, oir behema teira, l'toifron, and you have to sew the bottom, begid behema teira, that's what you need Rabbi Yosef.
So the Gemara said, no, there's a loch l'moshe m'sinai, b'sar ron, b'sar shel min ha-klaf, kloime b'shel teira.
So, what is Rashi saying? So, Sasemis explains, Rashi is saying that was the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was that you use Saron. What's the type Saron? Their Sar. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Sar is to come from the same source that the Klav is coming. Gidon. That was the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, not Gidim. It would be Gidim, it would be Sar,
so then you could say the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai only told us that you need Sar, you need Gidim. What type of Sar? You could use Rav Yosef.
No, the Gemara says the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai was Saron, Gidon, the Sar of the Parshiyos and the Gidim of the Parshiyos.
So Memeila Vayta, we don't need Rav Yosef.
Elo l'Ritzuai. So the Gemara says we need Rav Yosef for the Ritzuas. That the Ritzuas have to be made from a Behema Torah. Fregt de Gemara, for Omar Rab Yitzchok, Ritzuais Shchoirois Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.
Now here the Gemara's kash is very schwer. So what, Ritzuais Shchoirois Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, fine.
Aber, how do you know it has to be a behemet Tehoire?
We have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis to explain the Gemara's kash.
About Kaponim, the Gemara asked that from the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai we know it has to be a behemet Tehoire.
So the Gemara says, no, and hey, the Gemiri Shechayreis, no. The Halacha Moshe M'Sinai was that they have to be black.
Tehoireis mi Gemiri.
So Memele, so that's the Maskonis HaGemara. The Maskonis HaGemara is that Rav Yosef is coming to tell us that the Ritzuis have to come from a Behema Teire, Lehuchshu Lomleche Shemaim Eloir Behema Teire. That is the Maskonis HaGemara, because the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is only on Shchoireis and not on Teireis.
Zogt Rashi.
So Rashi says,
L'Ritzu Eiseyem, Sheyu Me'oir Behema Teire.
So the Gemara asked, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.
The kingdom, the hilchus ritzua is misinai. Since the halach is you need ritzua is misinai, the hoira is nami halach el moishe misinai. So toiras is also halach el moishe misinai.
So exactly what pshat and Rashi is, I haven't the faintest idea.
About kapanim asezuk Rashi.
Umas nise der Rav Yosef lav halach el moishe misinai koma. So why do you need Rav Yosef?
So the Gemara said no. The halach el moishe misinai was only on shchoireis.
And Tehoireis, we don't know. So Rav Yosef is coming to tell us that Tehoireis, or that the Ritzuas have to be from a Behema Tehoire.
Taisves asks Akasha, and Taisves and Menoches asks Akasha and Rashi.
And the Ramban here, the Ramban Rashba also asks Akasha.
What is the Teretz Rashi, when Rashi explained the Gemara's Kasha, Shin Shel Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai?
So the Gemara said, what's the proof it has to be from a Behema Teire?
So Rashi said a whole shtick Teire.
Because the Shin is a chelik of the Shem Shakai.
And so Mele, you need Hashem Beficha. The Shem should be written on a Dover Shemuta Beficha.
So therefore, the oir of the batim shel rosh has to be
a dover hamutar beficha,
because that's there's a shem on it. The shin of shakai is on the oil.
So Taisves in Menoches asks Akasha and Rashi. So what's the Gemara asks Ritzuis? The more answers Ritzuis. Ritzuis? The Dalet is on the Ritzuis. The Yud is on the Ritzuis. So Memele, so that's why it has to be Mutter Beficha. The same Hechech that we had, that the bottom of the Shalrosh has to be Mutter Beficha because there's a Shem on it. The same Hechech we have, that the Ritzuis also have to be Mutter Beficha because the rest of the Shem is on the Dalet of the Shalrosh and the Yud of the Shalyad. That is Taisvis Kashe. And because of this, Taisvis slugs up the ganze Rashi. Taisvis holds there's no such halacha bechlal that you need a Shem Shakai. This is Rashi's Ashtik Teira, there's no halacha Moshe Mishina of a Shem Shakai, you need a Kesher, but you know that there's no inyan of a Shem bechlal. This is Taisvis Shita. So according to Taisvis, you have to understand, so what was the Gemara's Kashe, v'omar Rabaye shin shal tvilun halacha la Moshe Mishinai? So what? So need a shin. So why does the bottom have to be muta beficha since you need a shin? So the Briskirov seems to say that alone that you have to make a ois, that is a din toire. The ois, you need a ksivas ha ois. You have to write an ois and it's one of the oisiest of the aleph bays. A ois is toire. And by toire is a loch lamanti a toire sashem beficha. Torah has to be written, not because it's Hashem. Rashi made a whole shtick Torah over here. That the whole hechrich, that the shalrosh has to be, for a behemoth to hear it has to be mutter beficha, because it's Hashem. The shin is a chelik of the Shem Shakai. That's how Rashi learned. The Briskirov seems to say, not according to Rashi, forget about the inyan of Shem. Could be this, b'chal, not, this, minatei, not even b'chal, the Tzuris Dalet and the Tzuris Yud by the Ksharim. But Al Koponim, by the Shel Rosh, you need is a din of Ksivas Ois, you have to write a Shin. A Ksivas Ois is a din of Torah. So Memele, that was the Gemara's Kashe. So therefore, the bias has to be Mutter Beficha. That is the Gemara's, that's how he says Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. Let us see that Lamai Hilchese and Tvilin Behegye. Lamai Hilchese, Leboy Lamai Mataisa says Lashmin and the Tachash Toyeroya, that Rav Yosef is coming to tell us that the Tachash was a Behemoth Toyer, the Mash does Lashmin and Shum Tzoyrech Eiro, not to tell us a mice of past history. Tvilin Behegye Ksiv Behu, Laman Tiye Teres Hashem Befich. Taimolari. So what is the Ri as a kasha that the Gemara is bombarding Rav Yosef, that whatever he said, he can't be speaking about the Parshis, this and this. The Ri ain lebraise lishnois masha deirish min aposik. Rav Yosef just said over a truk in the aloche, that lehurshu lemelech shemayim aloir behim atahire. The Mekoyer is a mantia teres Hashem beficha, and metovi alechem broche. I'm just telling you a aloche. You're bombarding me because in the pasuk it says like this. I mean, I'm just telling you the halacha. V'chi ein lebraisa l'shanis masha derish min haposik. V'chol hanach d'maisi b'somach. V'chi lesle l'rav Yosef l'shnes habraisa. L'vishe ze omro yamoyre echo der amoyret gizot. Shin halacha moish mesine. Oy beraisa. What's, why can you say that Rav Yosef is like speaking about the parshis, the bottom, the seyah? Vayim Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Dachi Porich, Tfilin Behed Yiksiv Bo, Tfilin, it says enough in the Pasuk. V'ho hava osi lashmino. If the Chiddush of Rav Yosef is that Tfilin has to be ben Abayim Tahire, havle lesu yekro. So Mustafa Redna Psaza, philosophische Reid, lehuchshiru lemleche shamayim eloir behim tahire, speak so abstractly. There's enough in the Pasuk, man. If he wants to tell us that the Parshiyos have to be written on Oir Behima Teire, it says, the Pasuk says, the man Tiyah Teres Hashem Beficha. The I, Ho'a Abbas Hashmin, Abba Yosu Yikro, El HaKoch Emil Sachita Os Lashmin. The Drosh Dimin Amuta Beficha, Oisa Pshuta, Le Yitzach Lashmin. that he doesn't have to tell us. V'koma elo le'oiron, v'oma rabbi yeshin shel tefillin, u'bezeh loshen avale Rav Yosef le'meima. So Rav Yosef should have just said, the way Abaye said, shin shel tefillin, aloch le'moshe mesin, and then you'll be able to figure it out. It has to be on a behemah tohira, v'avidin yishapin, the boy or a behemah tohira, the drosha, the binamuta beficha, u'pshuta. Elo le'koichem besaron, tzorich behemah tohira, onami aloch le'moshe mesin, the sanya. Is mida like Tony Rav Yosef b'hai lishne v'nechoches besaron shvamino de milsachit yosel hashminen. Elul ritzu eisei. That means that if Rav Yosef was speaking too vaguely, these other people studied, they said klora haloches with mekoires, and Rav Yosef should have spoken the same way if he's speaking about what they're speaking about. Elul ritzu eisei. Now, we mentioned Rashi says, here Taisa says a different pshat in the Gemara than Rashi. Taisa Kavana says pshat in the Gemara, but the Samoira de Kem Bechudish Nike Taisa. Elul Ritzua is saying. He's going to tell us the Ritzuas have to be from the Oyer Behemet Toyer. V'omar Rav Yitzchak Ritzua is Shchoyre Shalach Alamayishe Mesinai. So the Kasha is, what's pshat? Good, that's Shalach Alamayishe Mesinai Shchoyres, but who says it has to be Toyres? Zaktoisves, the kiv in the matzrich. The Gemara, the Makshin held like this. The kiv in the matzrich. The halacha Moshe Mesin was machayiv. Shehiya ritzuas shchoyres kemoyak tzitze. If the ritzuas have the same color of the bayis. Kolshkein de bini shehiya toires kemoyak tzitze. That means if the halacha Moshe Mesin I said, that they have to be so similar to the bias, that even they have the same color of the bias. Avada givis, they have to be the same, mean like the bias. The svaru lahakpid ala taro meyala shachos. It's ichem more mestaver that one should be makpid ala taro meyala shachos. The ho also rabbi yisrael lashmini, lashmini she is shchayres, tava shmini menei tarti, shchayres atayres. Umishani, the Gemara says no. Nahei de Gemiri is Shchayres, Tahiris mi Gemiri. The Mishchayres lakala migma Tahiris. No, this Svara that you said, if it has the same color, has to be the same meme, could be the Svara is nisht oiskal. That's Pshat na Gemara. But now, from this Taisve steht amu uyim de kechidish. Let me just tell you a Taisve in Menoches, and then we'll understand as unze Taisve zukt doch meire dike gedusche. The Gemara Menoches Tav Lamed Hei Amad Aleph says, Ritzues Shchoires is Allah Lamayishe Misinai. That's the Gemara. Zukt Taisve, Yeish Sheoisim Batim Shel Tfilin, Mikaf Lovam. Other people, their tfilin, the batim are white. Tloi Beinen Shchoires, Elo Ritzues. Shchayres only by the Ritzuas, you need Shchayres. You don't need Shchayres by the bottom. And others Rishayim say, the Rosh, but it's nice it should be Shvarz. Good. Machen the Shvarz. That's nice. The Beis Yosef brings down a Sefer HaTrumas, Ritzuas, Shchayres, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And maybe the Erabatim is also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. He doesn't know. It was Mesupik if they have to be. Then, the Beis Yosef brings a Mordechai b'shem Hori. The Ri said that the batim have to be shchayres. K'moya ritzuas. That's the Ri. So, l'aloche, the Mechaber says, let's first know the aloche. The aloche says, by ritzuas it says in Simi Lamed Gimel, haloche l'moyishim isinai, the ritzuas have to be shchayres. That's haloche l'moyishim isinai. The Mechaber in Simi Lamed Beis, when he speaks about the batim, a mitzvah la'asayisan shchayres. It's a mitzvah. Taisus and Menachas says you can maybe love one. And not. It's a mitzvah. It's a shayla, so it's a mitzvah. And here, unser Taisus, a tachmamish v'nahapachu. Unser Taisus says that if it says, Ritzuis ha-shchayres, so the Torah, the Loch Mashmasini said that the Ritzuis have to be similar to the batim, even in the color. That means Taisus said for Adobah Poshet that the batim zichar ha-shchayres. Where did Taisus get this from? So Kaponim, I saw in the Goyim, the Goyim brings down, this is the Mordechai b'shem Ri. The Ri said that batim have to be shchayres. And the Mekoyer is the Gemara in Shabbos of Chof Chesamet Beis. He didn't have any pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara wanted a proof. Since the Ritzuis are Shchoyres, Avadigas has to be Teures, and the only way he could understand the Gemara is the way Tosus has pshat in the Gemara. That pshat is that if it has to be dummy to the bottom, I feel in the color of Adigmas is to be dummy in the mean. So you see the Gemara held for Sfarah Pshute, that the bottom have to be Shchayres. So the Mekir of the Ri is our Gemara. But any Rishin who doesn't hold like this is stuck with this Gemara. The Gemara is a very shver Gemara. The Gemara said Tamadar, that we have to understand what the Havamin of the Gemara was. Since it's Allah HaMashav Sin, you need Ritzuish Chayres, the Gemara jumped to the conclusion it has to be from a Behemoth Torah. Let us see the last Taisvist. Lo Tzricha Elo Lekeichon Besaron Kosher LeRashbe. If Rabbi Yosef is coming to tell us that the Seyor has to be, that the Seyor has to be from a Behemoth Torah, he heard also Lashmin and Amayim, Nokat oir bimilse. How can you say Rabbi Yosef is speaking about the Seyor? Rabbi Yosef said, Lehuchshu bimalecha shemayim ala oir behema tahoire. According to you, he's not speaking about oir, he's speaking about Seyor.